This is Anime Afterlife Podcast, episode 26. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie. And we have our co-host, Vincino.
Hi. Yeah, hi.
And our manga specialist, King of Hearts.
Yo, how long has it been? It's been so long.
And our co-host, Gabe.
I was about to say what King was going to say. Screw you, King.
And our blog writer and regular, I suppose, Lurks.
Yeah.
Yo.
All right. Let's get to the news. Who's got stuff?
I got stuff.
Out of the plethora of teasers of the upcoming movies this summer, the Negimum teaser was released. And oh my god.
It sucked.
It does not suck. It was amazing. Shaft movie production.
Where does the movie take place? Is it canon?
Yeah. You have to read the manga to watch it.
Well, that's just fucking peachy, because now I don't have to watch the movie.
The movie's 300 chapters in, so...
You know. Oh, wow. I'll just pick it up after the anime series, then.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, anyone else?
I watched Voltron, the new one. I checked it out.
Wait,
it was
what
bad.
New one?
I didn't like it.
You mean the one that like showed on Nicktoons?
The new... No, not that one. There's another... it was like the same channel. I think it was, actually. The Nicktoons one with Dragon Ball Z Kai airing on it.
Sure.
Yeah, it was on after Dragon... It was like on the same day of Dragon Ball Z Kai. I just left it on Nicktoons and I caught it. And I didn't really like it. I know. I wasn't that big of a Voltron fan when I was a kid, though, so...
Isn't that something you should wait to keep for when you're watching?
It's like very American, too, I felt.
Did the new freaking Thundercats come out yet?
Not yet. I don't think.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, you want to watch it?
No. I just want to, you know that it's bad. You already know it's going to be bad.
So much hate.
I'm just saying.
Anyone else? Let's avoid these long-ass pauses.
I've got a few things.
Alright, what's up?
Okay, so the Blu-ray and DVD for Trigun Badlands Rumble comes out on September 27th.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Isn't it coming out in theaters, though, first?
Yeah, which is my next piece of news. There's been a partial listing for the North American theaters for Badlands Rumble.
Seattle?
Yes.
Yay, we're in Seattle, the same place Eva 2.0 is.
Hold on, where is it? Oh, shit. Grand Illusion Cinema.
Yeah, it's the same place Eva was on. I love that theater. It's a kick-ass theater. I'm going to go there and watch it.
And I'll then, be there. This is interesting. So, a few shows ago, I mentioned that 4Kids was, like, in bankruptcy court, and they tried to, like, cancel this license from another company for them taking over Yu-Gi-Oh! Well, now 4Kids is planning to pitch a new Yu-Gi-Oh! At this licensing expo, which I don't know the legality of licensing and anything, but that just seems kind of odd that they lost, like, they're trying to stop these other company from taking over Yu-Gi-Oh! While at the same time pitching a new show.
By pitching a new show, they mean they're gonna license another?
You mean they're promoting Zexal in America? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I just thought that was very interesting that they're, you know, in this sort of situation with Yu-Gi-Oh! Itself, yet they're still trying to... I don't know.
Well, I guess when they mean they're trying to compete with that person, it's not illegal. They're just trying to get theirs in first before the other company does. What is the other company anyway? Do you know?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Oh. Well, it's not like it matters. I don't watch 4Kids.
And last but not least, Durarara premieres this weekend on
Get ready. Everyone's for all 12 it, right? All 12 viewers will tune in this weekend.
I'm so excited for that.
Everyone's going to watch it, right?
Yeah.
Steve Bloom and Johnny Young Bosch.
Fucking Johnny Young Bosch, man. Ah,
right, Dave? Johnny Young Bosch.
Johnny Young Bosch.
His voice is so broad, and he has so many
so
different
generic.
Voices to make.
So awesome. Okay.
Yeah. God.
What time? Kind of
sounds like a loose
this weekend. Do they state?
I could check right now, actually. If you want.
Wait, what? Wait, what'd you say?
What time?
He wants to know the time it's going to be airing.
12:30 a.m.
He knew that.
Yeah, it's
4:30 p.m. Pacific, I think.
Actually, it's the airing for anime is Bleach, Durarara, Brotherhood, Fully, Cowboy Bebop, you know, all that jazz.
Thanks for the lineup. But
actually, it's two airings. It's at 12:30 a.m. on our time, Dave, and 4:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So, catch it then.
Yeah.
Well, school is almost out. Oh, news. Here's news. I'm almost done with school, so, you know.
That's not news, Chef.
Shows.
All right. I still have news.
Oh, you do?
I do. I wonder what it's going to be.
Well, can I say mine before you say your awesome news?
Go ahead.
What about that news about Robin Williams?
What about Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah.
No one heard about Robin Williams?
No.
The thing with the... what was the news again?
His daughter?
Yeah, go and take
it
off.
Was it,
yeah,
it
I heard
about
his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He named his daughter after the character Zelda. From.
Guys,
and how is that in any way related to anime?
How is that not?
Then,
there is a Zelda anime. I'm what sure.
You didn't know this? I knew this before like years ago.
Was Robin,
shut up!
Was
I
Robin
just
Williams?
Figured this out.
Was Robin Williams in it?
No, he's doing a, what's it called? Commercial or something, isn't he?
He did a commercial for Ocarina of Time 3DS.
Yeah, that's how I meant.
How that relates to anything we're doing, though, I don't
how,
know.
It's Japan, man.
Actually, I heard someone someone commenting on him that he's actually an avid anime watcher or something like that. Like, he's really into Evangelion.
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams, man.
What?
I don't know.
Like, what's wrong with Robin Williams watching anime?
I don't know.
He doesn't, like, I don't...
You know,
celebrity, like, Hollywood celebrities and anime just don't mix.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
You would never expect, like, some celebrity to be
that.
Watching anime. You barely expect any half of the Americans to be watching anime, but they do.
You're telling me Patch Adams watches anime?
Yes, I'm
Is
telling
that what
you
you're
Patch
saying,
Adam.
Right?
Well, he's also like a Watch gamer,
Xana.
So I don't know.
Martin Williams just in with the young people these days, man. He knows
what
we...
Did you see that epic beard he has now?
I did. It's fucking
oh my
awesome.
God.
I want a beard like that. It's hard
oh
to grow.
So,
okay, we've gone on a tangent about beards.
So anime.
Yeah.
So King.
What's your
this is amazing news that you've been holding in all this time.
All right. I have a few things, actually.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, since it's been so long, have we touched on the Phoenix Wright movie?
I think we mentioned it once. But I think bringing it to light now would be a good idea.
Fucking Phoenix Wright movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty Phoenix sure we Wright. Mentioned that.
I don't remember it.
I do, actually.
Well, just in case we didn't. Fucking Phoenix Wright movie. And what's it called? They have the new teaser trailer for... Oh, what's it called? They have a new teaser trailer for the C-Cubed anime.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I posted it, actually, a while ago. Okay. I didn't know about Kira Kongos 3 was getting an anime. What?
It's getting an
OVA. There's a third game.
Like, they completely skipped over the second game, and they apparently... Well, Kira Kongos 3, you said it takes place in the same time as the first game, right, King?
3 is a side story of the first one, yes.
Yeah, and apparently there's, like, an OVA or an anime made up of it. Kind of be made up.
What else?
Thanks.
No one talked about the Blade anime.
No one needs to talk about the Blade anime.
No one cares about the Blade anime.
Oh,
I love Blade King, but have you seen any of the Marvel animes this past few seasons?
Apparently they're batshit bad.
Not good.
But I'll hold hope for Blade because, you know.
Blade?
Well, okay, fine.
Wesley Snipes.
What about the... they announced the new Gundam. that they're doing, the next Gundam.
That little chibi thing? That was small?
It's not chibi. It's
Not chibi, the small people thing. I don't know what it was.
It's like Gundam Age.
Gundam Age, yeah.
It's by the guy who does the fucking soccer. What's it called?
Inazuma 11?
Yeah, Inazuma.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, now I recognize where I've seen that.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because it's not going to be political at all, probably.
You didn't watch Gundam Unicorn, so what do you care about
political? I have to go back and watch Gundam Unicorn. Because I found out that they used the old art style for Gundam Unicorn.
Yeah, it's very classic.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that crap. I like the old art style.
Yeah.
So, and then, finally, the, what's it called? Boku wa Tama, whatever, I can't say it. The, yeah. I don't have any friends.
Or
yeah,
I don't have
anime. Yes.
Anime? What?
Yeah, anime.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Heart attack. That was amazing. The most amazing news I've heard in a while. I didn't even see that. What? Really?
Yep.
Where'd you hear that from?
It's around places.
Internet.
Yeah, internet.
That is the best news I've heard in a while now.
Yeah, finally something a manga I actually want made into an anime gets its share.
Now,
so
now all we need is Defrag and Fujimura-kun, and we'll be set for like
and
Lucifer.
Lucifer
and Lucifer. Lucifer.
Yeah. And Lucifer and the Biskenhammer. Fine, I'll put that end too. Yeah.
And maybe Siren.
Okay. I can handle that then. Fine. We need those. And then we'll be set. And then
I'm looking forward to the I Don't Have Any Friends anime. That should be pretty damn good.
Can't wait to see the little sister in it.
What?
You should read it, Dave. It's amazing.
I Don't Have Any Friends. That's, what's that about?
It's about
a girl who's a vampire.
It's about Vincito.
Underling.
Basically, it's about the main character. He has blonde hair and slanted eyes, so everyone thinks he's a delinquent, but, you know, he's actually not. So him and the main heroine of it make this club that, basically the goal of the club is for them to gather friends. Yeah. But it usually just turns into them.
And his little sister is a
vampire. His little sister's a vampire.
She's a vampire.
Okay.
What's her name? Oh, I don't remember.
I can't remember his little sister name. His little sister is
It's like the longest fucking vampire name ever.
Weird.
Yeah. You should read it, Dave.
You should read it, Dave. I know you would enjoy it. I know you would enjoy
it. You should read it, Dave.
Like, I am 100% sure you would enjoy it, Dave.
It's hard for Dave to enjoy things nowadays. All right. Yeah. Okay.
So, I have news.
So, oh really?
Yeah. Bakudu Test spinoff is announced for new anime project. It is called.
It's called Baka and Test.
Baka and Test.
I think.
Yeah, Baka
Idiots Test and Summoned Beast or
Baka
whatever.
Baka Test and Baka and Test are the same thing, really.
Is it really?
It's called Baka and Test, though.
Yeah. Idiot Test.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, what's that?
I don't know.
What?
What about it, Dave? I mean, I heard the second season, but I heard about the OVA thingy or whatever. It's coming out.
What do you mean?
That's what you're talking about, right?
The spinoff?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is it an OVA or what is?
Is it a spinoff or the second season?
Is it no? It's not a second season. It's something completely different. Like
yeah, it's a spinoff.
I thought it was going to be an OVA.
No, I don't think.
What do you
mean
spinoff? What does that have to do with anything? Who does it follow? Or do you not know anything about it?
They didn't really go into the script. They're not very detailed about what it is about, but. It's been greenlit.
No, that's all right. Sounds cool that we'll get more.
Yeah.
No problems. When does Setekai no Ichijo's second season start?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Also.
Now I'm going to be all over the Setekai no Ichijo sequel.
Also, they started streaming the previews for the live-action Arakawa, and it does not look good to me. It just doesn't.
I remember you saw it, Dave, and then you got on Skype and you told me how bad it looked, and then you got off Skype.
It looked like
it was a crazy day.
What the hell?
It looked like a bunch of really bad cosplayers, like harping in a park, an abandoned park, something like that. It looked really awful.
I'm watching it right now.
I don't see how they can do this properly.
Oh my god. Is this directed by Akiyuki Shimbo or not? Is it?
I don't think so.
Then I'm not watching it.
Yeah. Gabe is going to have like close-ups of the eyes. And... Jeez.
No, it's not. It doesn't work. That's exciting.
One person's going to turn his neck too far and he's going to break it. It's going to be funny. Oh, wait, what, Dave? What were you saying?
It's old, but, old news, but, they showed previews of the Hayate live action, too, and that also kind of looks pretty bad. As in.
I thought you already talked about that.
Is it Hayate live action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of, you know, live action stuff. It's not really my cup of tea.
Yeah. You ever see the Nagima live action? Oh my god.
Speaking of live action stuff, did you all hear that the writers for the new movie Cowboys and Aliens that's coming out soon, they're actually discussing plans to do Akira?
Yeah.
Right. Fuck Akira.
Aren't you worried for the Phoenix Wright movie, then, King? Because that's going to be live action.
Is that... What? Is live action?
Yeah, that's live action.
Yeah, it's live action.
But Phoenix Wright needs to be in live action.
But, that's Phoenix Wright isn't anything crazy like Akira.
Phoenix Wright is all live action.
You can put it in Earth. It works.
You can put... That's why I think the Beck live action worked, too. I think I've heard from AJ that the Beck live action was pretty good.
That's not what I mean. I mean, you can definitely do, stuff like, you know...
And the Akira movie is American made.
That's...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying, it's like, not plausible. It's definitely possible. It's just that, you know, some live action
I don't think that shit's plausible.
It's just at not... all. It just doesn't have the same charm as the original series. That's what all I'm saying.
And he says, I don't think being American really makes much sense, because most of the Japanese anime live actions I've seen are pretty terrible.
I heard that Akira was getting so out of control, they were about to just drop the project. Anyone else hear about that?
It'll take a while. Yeah. If it ever gets finished, it'll be like at least a few years from now. But, I don't know. What else?
That's...
Oh, yeah, and,
It!
I got one more thing.
What?
Once this fucking thing gets subbed, we're watching the fucking Arakawa live action for AMO.
No, we're not watching the Arakawa.
That is the single most awesome thing I've seen all day.
Priority. Oh, God.
That is so funny. That is so stupidly funny.
I'm excited.
You guys are crazy. I'm gonna watch the next
one. All right.
Thought this was a good idea. I mean, seriously.
Let's.
People on crack.
Let's.
I want to mention one more thing, real quick. This is a little bit old, but the actress who played the main girl in Air had passed away. I think due to, I don't know what they said. It's just like I think she was battling cancer, but. That said, you know, she was a really good VA, and it's sad to see her go. She died at, like, a young age of 41. So, yeah. No. You watched her, right, Gabe?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, so. Wait, the English or Japanese?
The Japanese.
I wasn't listening. Yeah. That's disappointing. I really liked her voice actor in there.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that's it. All I have.
Disappointing to hear this one.
In her memory, we should do air the movie one of these days.
Yeah.
On the show.
Oh,
and I will watch air, only I will watch it in English dub just to make Dave mad. Yeah. I'll do that. Okay.
Alright, well, that's all I got. And let's move on to what are you watching or reading? Let's head it up.
Persona 4 is getting anime.
Hey, Persona 4 is getting anime. Damn it, Dave!
Oh, who cares about Persona 4?
How do you forget about this?
It's just a dumb game with a little dumb character.
You forgot, King. I had to do it for you.
I thought he was going to chime in at the end. I thought he was going to chime in.
Alright.
We got to get this moving. Yeah, let's move to lyrics first.
Alright. So, pretty much the bulk of what I've been watching is all spring show stuff, because I've been trying to keep up with all of them while I'm watching other stuff. I haven't been really watching much at all except spring show. I finished Bakuto Test, which was actually a really funny show. I really enjoyed that.
That was a good
There's been a 5 centimeters per second in the Clannad movie, but there's going to be AMF shows for that, so go listen to those if you want to hear us spout off about those movies. Let's see what else. Hiyakoi updated like 3 weeks ago
with like 50 fucking chapters.
Well, like,
no, it was just 5.
It was like 3.
Oh no, I think it was 4.
Maybe it was a chapter behind. You're a chapter behind.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It updated with 3 chapters. I read them. They were interesting, to say the least. So, yeah. And the other thing I've been reading, which I've actually been enjoying like a shit ton, is the Owl No Exorcist manga. That manga is really good. I really, really like reading that.
Hmm. How is it compared to the anime? So far.
It's about the same. I mean, they haven't really... There's only been one episode in the anime that's been different from the manga, but other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Wait, which episode? Which episode?
The episode where they did that focus around, like, that demon chef that cooks for them in the dorm.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't in the manga.
I was thinking that would be the filler.
Yeah, that wasn't in the manga at all.
I see.
But other than that, manga is really fantastic. I really dig reading that. I'm just anticipating that they update it more.
Problem is, it's a monthly release, so
yeah.
So monthly or bi-monthly? I have no idea.
You think it might catch up?
It updated
to
like a couple.
The anime will catch up to the manga.
Ah, wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Like, I don't even know where they're going to end.
It's not that far behind. I mean, the anime's not that far behind. Like, in the anime right now, King, they are, I think they just got done, you know, fighting those two, No, wait, I haven't watched the new episode of Owl No Exorcist.
The new episode's the one with Blackie.
Oh, okay, who? The cat. I love
the cat. Oh, the cat. Yes!
Cat.
I'll watch that tonight.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
So that's where they are right now. But, I don't think there's anything else, really. Yeah, that's about it.
Alright, well, let's move to Gabe.
Alright. Spring shows and panty and stocking. And that's
You finally picked up panty and stocking?
Yeah.
How long is it taking you now?
It's taking me. When did it air?
Fall.
Fall. It's taking me fall. Yeah, that's how long. Fall. It's enjoyable. It's pretty cool. I watched the first episode, you know, I thought to myself, this isn't really for me. And I didn't watch it. I wouldn't call that dropping it. But I picked it back up anyway. So I'm going to be really excited to watch that. It's pretty interesting so far. What else have I been watching? Rewatching a shitload of stuff. I'm going to start the Shiki special because I was really anticipating that, but I still haven't watched it.
I thought you watched it last night.
No, I didn't.
Or I told you to go watch it last night.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, you did, but I didn't. Yeah.
What? You haven't watched it yet, Dave?
I watched it. I liked it.
He just said it's really good.
Wow, you really did. That's strange coming from a guy who never says that ever.
Hates anime.
I'm just kidding.
I watched the first episode of the Bakuta Test OVA, Matsuri, and I watched like the three endings, the three special endings to
it. It's so confusing with the episodes on that series.
Yeah, but when you know what you're doing, it doesn't. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Spring shows, and that's about it. Oh, I watched more Bund with Ven. That was fun. Resonant.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Ven hates this show.
Oh yeah, hating.
Hates it's, everything. Oh.
Everything. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for me.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck anime. All right.
Let's go to King.
All right. I've been watching or reading very much. Let me say, Girl Stars just ended, so I've been catching up with that. That's still pretty good. What else have I been reading? Just the standard stuff. I don't know Exorcist. I don't have many friends. I guess that's pretty much it.
Yotsuba hasn't updated in forever, dude.
I know, but
Yotsuba hasn't updated in
You could reread it. It's enjoyable.
You know how many times I've reread Yotsuba?
Yeah.
Fujimara, Defrag, you know, stuff like that. Hmm. And I started, what's that stupid horror manga called? Corpse Party or whatever.
Corpse Party, Blood something. Yeah. Blood Coin, I forget
that. That's interesting.
I really wanted to start that.
It's really creepy, actually.
Did you catch up the coin laundry woman?
No. But seeing as what this is like one of the first horror things I actually read, so I don't really like horror that much, but I guess I'll stick with it.
Yeah.
What was the name of that one horror manga we were reading that actually wasn't really a horror manga?
Juan no Tane. It's not even scary. So scary, you won't even be scared, right? Is that what you said about it?
There was one picture that freaked me out.
No, there was one picture about it, like a ghost getting the wrong house in that fucking.
That was hilarious.
Wrong house.
Stupidest shit I've ever read.
Oh, man.
I actually finished both Juan no Tane's already. One and two.
What about Uzumaki? King, did you read Uzumaki yet?
No, I'll read it after I read Corpse Party.
He's working up to Uzumaki. He has the horde, like, stepladder, you know?
But Uzumaki's not scary.
Oh, no.
It's really creepy, though. It's really, really creepy.
It's creepy, but, like, it's not going to make King, like, turn off the computer and, like, do something else. It's not that scary. I didn't find it that scary.
Next time you're in a dark hospital, Gabe, and you see a pregnant lady walking down the... Never mind.
Like that's not uncommon in a hospital.
Yeah, I forget I said
pregnant
anything.
People. Oh, damn, what are you doing here? Go bring that birth that baby somewhere else. This is a hospital, for God's sake. All right. Anything else, King?
No, that's about it.
All right.
Unless Ben knows anything else I've been reading.
I know a lot, but not that much.
When in doubt, go to Ben. 2D.
Yeah, he knows everything.
I know. He's been keeping up with, like, World Gauntlet and all that jazz. Oh, God, New World Gauntlet is getting so good.
2D. Sorry.
The New World Gauntlet in those was amazing.
Oh, my God. It's so good now. I was in a rut for a while there, and I was like, well.
No, because how was it in a rut when all the other chapters were about Yui?
What? Oh, okay. I guess you're right. Wait, what? Yui?
Yeah.
Don't you mean the singer?
No. What singer?
Who's Yui?
All right.
Oh, the man girl. Okay, never mind. Okay, move on.
All right, let's go to Van.
All right. Okay, I've been just keeping up with everybody, what they're all doing. and I did catch the
secret. Wait, what does that mean? You've been
It means I've been copying whatever you guys have been doing.
Oh,
you know?
I thought like you're recording what everyone was reading and watching, like you just do with King.
No, no. But I watched the Shiki special yesterday. I think there's two of them, isn't there, Dave? And that was the first one.
Second,
yeah,
the second one.
There's another one.
Guys, hype it up for me. Come on, I love
first it. One. First one, it was really good. I had my problem with Shiki is, you know, with the people themselves, the human people. I don't really like him that much. Well, like, but that's all fine and dandy.
I don't like you either. Did you read my post?
Because the main
no, you didn't
shut up. The main no, focus didn't. Of the specials. I think the special takes out all the main characters in the series, and it's really good because it focuses more on the vampires.
Cause I didn't mind
in
that
their life.
In the special, like the what? Fact that I didn't mind that in the special. The fact that what? They went ahead and did like a bunch of other people instead, and
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and they did something pretty neat with that.
I actually thought they were going to tie it back into the. They did kind of tie it back. Oh, I don't want to say any more of that. I also watched the second episode of Kaidan Kaizo, which is a fucking weird series.
You didn't watch it with me. What the hell?
Man, that was strange.
You didn't
but
tell
you
me crap.
The second one?
Yeah, I watched the second one.
Why didn't you
the
tell me?
The second one was awesome.
Oh, God, when they did that three-back thing...
I just
ignored. Oh, God!
I don't care. Just ignore
it. And me. Then they just stuck to each other, and they ran down the... never mind.
I'll be back. I'm going to watch this.
No, you don't. Don't watch
you don't want to watch it.
We watched the first one together. Why didn't you tell me anything?
I didn't know. Like, fuck you. I watched it late at night.
First when one no one was shit near on my the second computer. Episode.
I started Noine with Dave. Is that how you say it, Dave? Noine? Noine. Noine by the guy who made Birdie the Mighty Decode. And I started Rurouni Kenshin, the main series. And I've kept going on One Piece, trying to catch up on that shit. And Zexel's getting pretty funny. Not at all, actually. Never mind. But yeah, and besides that, I've just been reading whatever King's been reading. And other stuff. I finished Girl Source today. And caught up to the Madoka spinoff mangas and all that jazz.
God, that
stuff.
Shit sucks.
Oh
God, it sucks.
God,
I just finished Girl Stars.
I was like, last
in the last chapter. They bring back every single girl.
Yeah, every single girl comes back, and they all like the main character is just trying to have, you know, he's just trying to do stuff, and every girl seems to interrupt him in the entire series.
Like characters that weren't back from like since like chapter 3, they brought back.
I don't even remember that delinquent girl that they showed at the end.
The
one, I don't remember who she was.
Every time a girl would show up, they were like, please refer to, you went to volume 2, chapter blah, blah, blah.
It's stupid. I liked how that, what's her name? The raptor, what? I just call her the raptor. That raptor looking woman. You know who I'm talking about, King? Yeah, I like how she showed up and then she had like a stalker ghost. That was pretty funny. And I don't know. That whole chapter kind of ended a weird way, though. I was like, God, I don't know what about Girl Stars, but it feels like it was rushed a lot for 20 chapters too. It was just me. Whatever. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's all. All right.
Since the last show,
you, Dave?
I finished a series called Tokyo Magnitude 8.0. It's done by Bones, and it was really good, really, really good. I didn't expect something so awesome from like an 11-episode series, and it's just so heartbreaking to watch that series. I had to like watch some lighthearted shows after that, but I watched that, and the Shiki special, which I really liked. I've been getting back into Lex Exile, and I've been somewhat enjoying that series. I'm a little put off by that it's not as military and political as I thought it would be from the first episode, but it's still interesting, and I think it's still pretty well done. It's by Gonzo, that studio that Ven really hates.
It's but, it- What? That is a good Gonzo work there. Don't bash it.
Wait, what show?
Last Exile. It's debatably their best work.
Wait, not debatably. We all know what their best work is.
No, we all know that Last Exile is debatably
their best. No, you don't, because you never watched Welcome to the NHK. Well,
one watches Welcome to the NHK.
That's the problem. And Strike Witches.
God, Strike Witches is... Why do they wear fucking schoolgirl uniforms?
Why not?
Fuck you! Stupidest school uniforms I've ever seen.
You're stupid.
Still, I've been watching Niles.
Sorry.
In preparation for the sequel that I'm going to watch at AX in a couple weeks.
Sequel?
Yeah.
That was going to be a remake.
Remake? No, it's not a remake.
That's what I've been hearing. That was a reboot of the series.
It's not a reboot. It's not necessarily a sequel to the original story, but it is something.
It's a brotherhood.
It's another Lagsdale.
Last Exile Brotherhood.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
I don't know. Probably. Who knows? Whatever. I'll finish Last Exile before the first new one comes out.
Yeah. And I want to say this before Thursday when this series ends. I do not like the direction Anohana is going in based on the last episode that I saw.
Wait, it is the direction what?
The direction of Anohana is going in.
Oh.
I can't wait to laugh when that series is over so much. I can't wait.
You just love to hate.
No, I don't. I loved Anohana. I was with everybody. I was with you, Gabe. Stop talking about it.
Whoever says, yeah, I can't wait to, laugh at the
failure. That could mean anything.
That's dumb.
That could mean anything. What, Gabe, now? I'm sorry, Dave.
Hold on. Go ahead. Like, something
just explain your point.
Okay. The point is, there hasn't been much character development throughout the series. Like, most of the characters are just retaining the same impression as they had since episode one. Like, the redhead character, or whatever, the orange haired character, still is kind of
orange, yeah.
Yeah, she's orange. And she's still this, girl who's hopelessly in love with the main character. And that brown haired guy who's so envious of the main character, he's still sniffing wigs and being the creepo that he is. I don't see how they can, resolve this properly in the last episode.
It's not... There was development. I mean, you didn't know that he, didn't get over...
That's different. That's different. I was going to bring that up, but that's a little bit different than what we're talking about. They haven't changed the characters themselves into better people.
It's been taken... It takes a place, over... a week, and nothing's really
happened. You can change pretty dramatically in a week. But they found out their thingy!
Yeah, but their goal is something else, and, you just saw what happened.
It you can still develop work. Your character.
Like, they had a goal, and it didn't work, which is kind of predictable, but...
I mean, even then, you can argue that any story that doesn't have character development, does that mean it's not good?
Everyone besides the main character is so half-hearted about it, and... They're not really enthusiastic that, stuff happened.
Actually, Gabe, and Gabe, you're pretty wrong about that, too.
What?
Well, you're not wrong, but the main character develops a lot over this week. If you notice, he got a job. He's going to school more. He's hanging out with people he never hanged out with anymore.
You guys are the one who's saying no one's developing.
Well, I don't agree with what Dave said, all the characters, but...
No, Vin.
What, Dave?
That last episode pushed him all the way back to square one. He was so...
I don't agree with... Yeah, go on. Sorry.
He was so...
The only thing that's going to save that show is Bill Murray in a proton pack.
What? Oh, yeah! I get it. No.
I don't get it.
Of course.
Someone's never seen Ghostbusters before, obviously. So.
I don't get it.
So determined to
Bill Murray proton pack sucks.
I get it.
I didn't like that scene, Dave. Where they were they were in the clubhouse. I was not feeling that scene. No, I felt kind of random to me.
I mean the last
What? It's
the last part of the last episode. It's just...
I don't remember that. That's part.
I don't know if I can see.
What happened? Though.
He was so determined.
All right, you want to just discuss it? You just want to discuss it here, and we'll edit out later.
I can edit everything.
Or I can wait till after the show.
Fine.
What do you want to do, Dave? Fuck it. I want to get a good understanding of
Holy
life.
Shit, Anohana's at 31 now?
Hey, it actually raised.
Holy crap.
Prize. That's fun.
Is Dave still here?
I don't know. Maybe he muted his mic. King, what's your input on Anohana?
I haven't watched that crap.
Hey.
I just think it's funny, Gabe, that we made it so high when we didn't even know anything about its length or it wasn't even halfway through. All that jazz. I just think it's hilarious.
I think it's stupid as shit.
I just can't wait to laugh if everyone ends up hating it. And then just because the last episode is... I really can't wait for the last episode. I want to see how they end it. That's going to be funny.
I feel the same way for C.
I feel like you're just anticipating for it to end badly. Not
I am.
For
it to if end. It ends badly, I will welcome that bad ending.
You're losing the meaning to
okay,
watch
tell
anime.
Me, how can it end good?
I'm not saying how can it end good. I'm just saying don't watch it because you want to see it go downhill.
I'm not watching it. What are you talking
just
about?
Just watch it.
I'm not. You're putting words in my mouth. I never said that. I'm just saying that I'm excited. For that.
For it to go downhill.
Because I know it's going to happen. Okay. It's almost... Dave told me it's set in stone, but I would say there's a small chance that they can pull out of there and make it
amazing.
That's
what she said.
Okay, let's...
They can make that ending really great. If they want it. If they have to get really lucky and do a lot of crazy shit.
Okay, let's just go back into the show.
Okay, what, Dave?
Boom.
I don't know. I think I'm like rambling on a bit too much on my own segment.
Well, we're editing a lot today. I'll edit a lot. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well. I don't know. I'm still iffy on that series. I was really excited for that series. But it's like 11 episodes long, and I expected it to be like 24. There's not. It's like half of that development just gone in an instant. So, anyway, that's most of it what I've been watching for the past few weeks. So, let's go into our review segment. This week, we are all reviewing Trigun. I guess.
Trigun.
Gabe.
Trigun.
Even Gabe, who's
Trigun.
Never seen it. I guess.
Gabe's going to give us his honest opinion on Trigun.
Who wants to start us off?
I'll start it off.
I think Johnny King, since he's the first one who actually watched Trigun, I think. Well, Alex, when did you watch Trigun?
I finished Trigun like a month ago.
Okay, yeah. King, you have the most nostalgia. Yeah.
Johnny and Bosch. Wow. The only part of the Japanese dub I saw was that Love and Peace part.
Love and Peace. Yeah, I saw that too. That's the only part too.
Yeah, that's the only part I saw because the American dub is actually really freaking damn good.
Because it's Johnny Young Bosch.
This is Johnny Young Bosch, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is right. Where Johnny Young Bosch got, like, you know, his anime fame from.
He sounds really young in this one too. Like, it sounds like he's like really early Bosch. Yes. Like, I think this is his first role?
I don't know. I think this was his like first major role.
First major role.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
So it's kinda, basically, it's kind of like a Western, but it's like a futuristic Western as well. It has a lot of steampunkish. You know, elements.
It's a post-apocalyptic Western.
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, I love Westerns as well, so.
Never knew that about you.
Yeah, I love Westerns.
Ah,
But basically, it's about the main character named, you know, his name's Vash the Stampede, but he's called the humanoid typhoon, basically, because everywhere he goes, disaster usually follows. So, to, you know, kind of capitalize off this disaster, an insurance company, like, sends out these other, the two, some of the supporting characters to, like, I forgot what they were trying to do, just get him to sign.
They were, they're trying to do something, that's for sure. Dave, do you remember? Because I only saw those two as, like, sidekicks that kind of tagged along with him the whole time.
The insurance company sends the two support characters basically to be his sidekick and make sure he doesn't get into trouble and crap.
He is the, what's his other, what?
They report.
Yeah, they report on him and stuff like that. Yeah. What's his other name? He's the 6 billion double dollar man. Is that what they called him?
60 billion double dollar
60
man.
60 billion dollar man, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he has, what's it? He has a giant bounty on his head. Giant bounty, $60 billion or double dollars. I don't know what the difference between dollars and double dollars is.
Double means two.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I take that. Okay.
He's also referred to as the human typhoon.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because you know. All right. Yeah.
But basically it's just a, you know, it's a really fun anime. You know, there's action, there's comedy, there's futuristic sci-fi crap, and you know, there's a little romance in there, you know, just to keep things interesting, I guess, you know, just to hit every aspect of anime, I guess. But it's really freaking funny too.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't remember any romance.
There's romance in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Slight, minor romance.
I couldn't think of who you're talking about.
But it's really touched on.
Like, I remember when me and Dave watched this together on Netflix, because Netflix is amazing. And I started watching it because I wanted to get ready for Trigun Badlands Rumble, which I've had on my plan to watch list for a while now. I have it in Japanese, but I'm going to wait till the English dub comes out after watching this series. And me and Dave, when we were watching, he was always comparing it to, what was it, Dave? Cowboy Bebop all the time? Is that what you're comparing it to?
Yeah, it was a little, because it was like released in the same year, and, you know, it has the same, some similar elements to Cowboy Bebop, like both gunslingers, both pretty Western-ish, you know. They all each have their own kind of unique style to them.
Yeah, but I think the main difference, like, one of the biggest differences is the main character, kind of. Like, Vash and Spike, Vash is kind of like, you know, your pacifist, typical main character from the 90s. I think there's a lot of pacifists in the 90s. I mean, that's just my idea.
And, I don't know. Spike's
fuck the pacifism and just kill everybody.
Another thing, both Trigun and, you know, Cowboy Bebop, they're... They have an overbearing, you know, plot to it, like a very big main backstory to it. But it's those instances are broken up by like these little inside stories, you know.
Yeah, like a lot of Trigun is a lot of just side shit with like people coming for the bounty on his head, or people trying to act like they're the Vash the Stampede, and he comes in, beats the crap out of them, you know, or like just random side missions that he goes on, like in the book.
Yeah, and then every now and then you get a piece of his, you know, backstory and what he's working towards and all that other good stuff.
Yeah,
Trigun had like more story in that respect. Like, Cowboy Bebop felt like a little bit rushed with like only a few episodes of going to like Spike's past, whatever. But Trigun's like nearly the last half of that show is different story. Like, it's dead set on a single story of Vash's past and this other person he's hunting out in the end.
His brother.
Yeah.
What's his name? Knives?
Yeah, Knives.
Feel free to chime in anytime, Lurks, by the way. You can just, like, interrupt any of us. We don't want to steal your thunder or anything that you might be bringing to the table.
All right.
Okay.
I didn't know y'all was stopping, so I could say something.
I didn't know either. I was just...
Y'all keep going, dude. I'll chime in whenever...
You guys can keep going anytime you want.
All right, so we talked about it being, you know, like little tiny series within a whole big overbearing story. But it also uses, you know, a lot of the... I would say it's kind of cliche back then.
It was?
You know, the main group of bad guys. You're like seven bad guys that are, you know, he has to beat one at a time, or sometimes in his case.
Kind of like Outlaw Star.
Yeah, kind of like Outlaw Star.
Where
yeah,
which Outlaw came out Star. First? Kind of.
I'm not sure.
Whatever.
But it's because of these, you know, little things like, you know, it might be cliche, but it introduced you to some more amazing side characters. And I think the bounty hunting group in this one was called the Gung Ho Man, or what was it called?
Gung Ho. Really?
Who? Is that the
Gung Ho Man? Yeah, that's it.
The Gung Ho Man? Was that what?
Pretty sure Gung Ho Guns, whatever the
fuck. Gung Ho Guns, yeah, I think that's what it was called. And, you know, they're like this bounty hunter group. But, you know, you get introduced to a lot of cool little supporting characters. Like, one of the main supporting characters is a priest who carries along a giant cross, basically. Inside his cross, he keeps, like, a ton of freaking weapons. So it's like freaking Desperado or something.
Yeah, Yeah. What, Lurks?
He's, like, the best character next to Vash Stampede in that show.
Yeah, he's a really cool character. And then Bash's brother has his own little group of men. And within that group, there's a character named Legato Blue Summers.
Legato Blue Summers, yeah.
Legato Blue.
Yeah, and basically he's a psychic that he just goes around making people kill themselves a lot. So, you know, Bash being a pacifist and always wanting to help people, it really put a strain on, you know, how he viewed things and how he handled situations like that. Especially how he kind of beat Legato, which I'll say kind of because it wasn't really, you know, it was kind of crazy.
It was disappointing. I was very disappointed.
Well, it was disappointing, but for the story-wise, you know, it made a lot of sense because it made Vash do something that, you know, he never wanted to do. Yeah,
I agree. It makes a lot of sense, and it makes a lot of sense in that storyline. But I don't know. I was just expecting, you know, big, giant, like, robot battle or something, you know? You know, Dave, you know what I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I expected more crazy gunslinger battles, but those are, like, pretty short-lived in the series. And, I think Vash's pacifism really annoyed me throughout the series. Like, he'd do pretty pathetic things. Like, bad guys holding these, these people hostage, and they see, like, you know, if you really want them, if you want us to let him go, you know, bark like a dog or get naked, and he do just that. Like, you know, it's funny and all, but
yeah,
it's another thing that goes with along the story because, you know, Vash is this well known person, but everywhere he goes, since he's always acting the way he does, no one ever knows that, you know, he's actually Vash. So, you know, like that when Dave was talking about them being taken as hostage and stuff, right? So, you know, to try and save people, Vash himself, you know, got taken in as a hostage too, without, you know, people knowing that he's actually Vash. So, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's a real idiot. That's, you know, that's main character idiot right there. So, he's like the, I don't know, the archetype of idiot.
I think, doesn't Kenshin fall into the archetype, but I actually like him a lot more than I like Vash in this series, as a main character. Because Kenshin's a pretty big badass. I'm not even that far in Rurouni Kenshin, I shouldn't even talk about it. Forget it.
But the characters in Trigun are, like, the things that really drive it. Like, you know, Vash is, you know, the pacifist, idiot-type character, but then the priest, Wolfwood, I think was his name.
Yep.
Right? But Wolfwood, even though he's a priest, he's, you know, he kills people and he views the world entirely differently from Vash, but they get along so well together. So it's like, you know, fire and ice, but, you know, they're friends and it makes things very interesting.
There was instances where Vash did something pretty smart. And there was one particular episode that I saw like years ago when I wasn't like really watching Trigun. It was on like Adult Swim or something.
At the hot dogs?
No. It was not the hot dogs. It was
the hot dogs.
It was one episode.
The hot dogs king.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Good. Anyway, what okay.
It was one episode where he hurt his finger, and there's this this bounty hunter woman who's out to get him, and she can like move very fast. So he did this smart thing where he focused.
She has
all
that
his pain. Yeah, she has his eye that can like.
Yeah, he focused on.
He focused all his pain on his finger, and therefore he was able to like distract himself to like seeing other things around him. And because of that, he was able to like beat that one bounty hunter. And that, like, you know, that instance was kind of cool and clever.
Because, you know, Vash may be an idiot and a goofball and all that other jazz, but when, you know, he gets serious, he really gets serious. Like, he puts on his sunglasses and he becomes, like, a whole different character. So.
Yeah.
And I actually like the Gunho guns better than the, better than the Outlaw Star 7. I forget what they're called.
The Onsen 7.
The Onsen 7, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because the Onsen 7 didn't really get...
Yeah, they didn't get any, backstory and stuff, but...
They didn't get time of day either and stuff. And I really, really, really liked the backstory Vash was given in this series. I thought it was fit. I thought it fit very well.
Yeah, the whole story behind Vash and his brother, Knives, it's really interesting, and it accumulates up to this one point, and then, it kind of drops... Because the ending is kind of, I would say it's rushed.
I think for the kind of caliber that Trigun is, that's like a really terrible ending.
Yeah. I wouldn't say terrible.
Nah.
I actually really enjoyed the last fight. I really did.
Bad.
I really enjoyed
that
the last
fight was not that good.
Really?
It was really anti-climatic.
I was expecting a whole lot more.
Wow. Am I the only one that enjoyed that fight?
Probably.
I guess.
Wow, that's pretty.
You
cool.
know what though? I bought one volume manga of Trigun, and I saw like some stuff that they did really differently in the manga. And what probably what they did is they just had to cut it short, so they went with that fight at the end. And actually, I don't know. Did the manga come out before the?
Yeah, the anime is based on the manga.
Wait, okay. Really?
Well, they probably had to cut it short then, and then like they just went with that fight and just ended it there.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how you pretty much do things, usually.
And Trigun was, like, one of the shows, especially in America, that attributed it to, like, the boom of anime in America, along with Dragon Ball Z and things like Outlaw Star and Pokemon, stuff like that. But, Cowboy Bebop, I guess. But, people sat down and they watched Trigun, something they... Anime they haven't, they probably hadn't heard of anime back then. It's back when Cartoon Network... was, I don't know how old, like, not even
back
that old.
Back when
like, the original Toonami was on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was amazing, so.
It was on the original Toonami?
Yeah, it was on the original Toonami.
One second.
Go on. Alongside with Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z, stuff like that.
I don't remember what that would be.
It was a heavily edited version, I think.
It wasn't on the Toonami with Motar. It was on when Tom first showed up.
Yeah.
I know. That's the one I watched.
But, on it got switched to Adult Swim a little while afterwards, I think. It got put on Adult Swim, didn't it? For a while?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't remember if it was. But, yeah, it was on Cartoon Network, too. Something cool. It had guns in it, so I guess America loved it.
It was a Western.
Yeah.
It spoke to America. I don't know. And, I really didn't... I don't want to talk about the spoiler, but I really did not get where Vash and his brother came from in the story.
It's a lot of backstory.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's Western but futuristic. So there's there's ships and there's planets and all that.
I got all that, but I didn't get where they actually physically came from.
like
how they were born.
Yeah, it was it was a spoiler.
You see, Ben, when a girl and a guy, when a girl and a guy really love each other.
Oh, shut up! Shut up, Gary.
They get in the bed, and they make.
Shut up, Gabe.
Vash.
Not even how he was made, but whatever.
Did you just make a vagina joke, Gabe?
Maybe. That was unintentional, but sure. Let's go with that. It was unintentional, but yeah, I did.
I guess this is when I was watching it, but I don't remember. Like, I don't know if I missed this or not, but did they explain why his guns were so powerful? Because I don't really remember.
They did.
Okay, then I missed something.
They did.
That's spoiler too.
Okay.
You guys need to pay more attention to crap.
I know. What are you all doing?
Yeah, Kang doesn't even watch anime. He remembers.
But, yeah, like, around the second half of this series, when Vash does something that, you know, he really doesn't want to, and he goes into this really downward slump, you know, all the other characters start, you know, being the main focus, and they're, you know, pushing him to, even though he's done something that, you know, he really didn't want to, they help him get out of his rut and stuff like that.
That happens, like, twice.
Yeah. But it happened, you know, the Legato one was a big one.
Yeah. And then there was that one beforehand with that other, I can't remember who it was with.
Oh, you mean, like, the people who are living underground? That one?
No, not that one.
I remember that, too.
I'm talking about the one where he shoots that thing in the sky.
Oh, okay, that one.
Yeah, that part.
Well,
I can't remember like who that fight was with.
It was with this guy, this samurai dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
One of the, I think, it was just that
guy. Here's the gun hugger.
It was one of the gun men.
Yeah, that was another part where, like, after the whole thing happened, he like kind of disappears for a while, doesn't he?
Yeah, kind of. Because, you know, he doesn't want to hurt. He's a major pacifist. He's like the prime example of what a pacifist would be. So, you know, so he doesn't hurt anybody. He goes away and stuff like that. He doesn't want anyone to be near him. He kind of pushes, you know, the side characters away. So, but, you know, but like good friends or whatever, cliche stuff you want to think about, they always go out to try and find them and help them say, you know, it's all right. You know, it's not your fault, whatever.
There are some parts that are really interesting, some parts where I just kind of, like, tuned out. And, I don't know. Some parts of it weren't that great. I mean, I can see, like, why people, like, really like this series, but it just didn't click with me that well.
Remembering Trigun to me right now, since I watched it a long time ago, is very nostalgic, so... You know, it wasn't the first thing, one of the first things I watched, but it was something, you know, one of the very first things I highly enjoyed. Like, I would sit down, like, every day, like, oh my god, Trigun's coming on.
Are you going to go see Badlands Rumble when it comes out?
I guess so.
What was that?
What?
You express how nostalgic the show is, and then you're like, yeah, maybe I'll be watching
it. Well, that's the other thing, you know, I'm terribly nostalgic for it, but... It's old, so, you know, it had that old style to it.
I don't think the movie's that old, is it?
Yeah, like, came out
2009.
Yeah,
2009.
That's a lot old.
No.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm the one saying most of this stuff, but whatever.
Yeah, because you had the most, like, feelings for the show thing, I know that.
Yeah.
Because Dave wasn't that passionate about it when we were watching it. And I was having a hard time following it because we were watching it on fucking Netflix and Dave would always fucking disconnect from me and you stop the goddamn video.
Really, man?
Shut up. It's all your fault.
But I guess as a closing, basically, at the foremost, Trigun is, you know, a comedy. I would say that. Yeah. Just, you know, a standard.
Really?
It's a comedy. But as the
I would be more leaning towards action.
Yeah. I actually say that had more comedy in it than action.
I would say it's a
really comedy,
but then like leading on to like the second half, it starts getting more actiony and serious, but it still remains funny. And you know, the story, the backstory and everything is very compelling, and it can be sad at times, so it has like everything. It touches on everything.
Pretty much. Yeah. I never really got how he... never mind. I don't want to say about that. I was going to make a comment about his hair, but...
Hair, so good job, Johnny Young.
Well, you know... Like, when he was a kid, and they were... Like, when he goes back into... You go into his past, and that's when he gets, like, his hair cut, because he wants to, you know, look different from his brother Knives, or he just wants, you know, his own unique hairstyle. And
right.
They make his hair all spiky and shit. I never got that. I don't know. Just a little pet peeve. I mean, they didn't use any mousse or hair gel or whatever. Whatever.
You're worried about mousse and hair gel in a post-apocalyptic Western?
You know...
Like, really?
I'm pretty sure he would have benefited from having his hair gel.
Dude, that, like... Never mind.
Alright. His gun is awesome.
Yeah, he has a really nice gun, too.
Yeah.
But it's a gunslinger, so, you know, I guess that's a given.
Yeah.
It still questions me to this day why no one made a crossover between Cowboy Bebop and Trigun. Because there was actually, someone did a fan-made one, and it actually looks a little bit real. It's really well, kind of well made, but it is kind of questionable because they do share like they're really fairly similar in some respects.
Yeah,
I think Cowboy Bebop's how the story went. I thought it was a lot like how each episode was played out in Cowboy Bebop. I thought that was a little different. Like. I don't know.
It's been a while since I've watched Cowboy Bebop. It's been years. Oh. Hmm. The only reason I didn't chime in too much on this because I finished it a month ago, but like before then, I hadn't watched very many episodes for like a year, 2 years. It took me a long ass time to finish this series.
Yeah, well, me and Dave finished it a month ago, too, about a month, 2 months. Right, Dave?
Yeah.
That's your cue. There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess for all
done... Well, anyway, Dave, what would you give this out of 10?
This land is made of love and peace.
Peace.
As my pigeon.
Oh, you're so smart. Did you look that up on YouTube right now?
No, I looked it up on YouTube like a month ago.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Oh, I still haven't seen the Japanese version. I can't find it.
That's because no one gives a shit about the Japanese version.
Love Wando Peace.
Love Wando Peace.
Love Wando Peace.
Dude, the best part of that show is when he comes over the intercom and he starts singing.
I remember that part. What?
Yeah.
Oh.
When are we going to find that?
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, Dave.
Do you want to...
All right, so scores?
I'm giving this 8 out of 10. Lurks?
All right.
I gave it a 9. The only reason I didn't give it a 10 is that ending was, like, not the greatest thing in the world. So, yeah. Not just the ending, like, the whole... part leading up to it too.
Yeah, that sounds good. I guess show an 8 out of 10. Okay. It would be a 9 out of 10, but you know, 8 out of 10 feels better for me. I would give it a 9 out of 10 if I could though. Like it feels very 90 to me.
Then why don't you?
Because 8 out of 10 just feels right. It has that sweet spot to it. I don't know. What are yours, King? I mean,
I give mine a 9.5 out of 10.
9.5? Whoa! We're going to have to make At a 20 now, Dave.
Nah.
Hang on, what? Yeah.
Alright. And Gabe, what did you give this?
The show was okay. It kind of went downhill halfway. You know, the characters were a little generic. I'm joking. I give it an 8 out of 10. It was pretty cool. Loved it. Yeah.
Shut up, Gabe. Get out of here.
Is there any reason why it's a 9.5 for you, King?
What?
Any reason why it's a 9.5?
Because it would be a 10, but the ending kind of sucked.
Okay.
That's why I gave it a 9 out of 10.
You guys didn't like it when they were, like, mimicking each other and shooting bullets and, like, reloading their guns?
Yeah, that
like,
was cool.
The other person's and bullet? Then, that was so sick!
And then after one hit, Vash fell on the floor. And then
but that was hit, so Knives, sick leading up to it!
Then after one hit, Knives kind of was gone. So.
But it was so sick. And then Knives takes his gun and, oh, wait, no. Whatever. All right. Okay, Dave.
All right. Well, I guess I'll close the show here.
Yeah.
This has been Anime After Dark Podcast.